In the last lesson, we learned how to calculate the change in internal energy and enthalpy for a process involving almost any pure substance. We always assumed that the substance remained in the same single phase, though. For example, if the liquid in our system boils during a process, we cannot use the techniques discussed in the previous lesson to calculate the changes in U and H. Why not? Well, to begin with, we know that saturated vapor and saturated liquid have different volumes, right? Different properties means that saturated liquid and saturated vapor are different states. What do you have to do to a system to cause the phase to change from liquid to vapor at constant pressure? Well, I'm sure you know that an energy input is required to boil a liquid. If you put energy into the system, then you change its internal energy and enthalpy. We can safely conclude that the internal energy of a saturated vapor is higher than the internal energy of the saturated liquid at the same temperature and pressure. Enthalpy, volume, and most other intensive variables are also different. We will consider boiling and condensing, melting and fusion, and sublimation and desublimation, but as far as our hypothetical process path goes, all phase changes are handled in pretty much the same way. So we'll focus on boiling and condensation because they're central to this course. This lesson is about how we can use HPPs to include the effects of phase changes when we are analyzing a process.